The floor, Ms. Haider.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And allow me also to welcome the high-level delegation of Rwanda. And I would like to start by commending the State Party for the progressive legal framework concerning women's labor, including significant legal advancements such as Ministerial Order 2023 number 2 on occupational health, which granted 14 weeks of maternity leave and 7 days of paternity, additional new law on prohibiting sex-based discrimination at workplace, sexual harassment, and providing grievance redress, etc. We appreciate also that this law in particular applies to both the formal and informal sector, but also covers national, migrant, and seasonal workers. So we really do commend the State Party for that. We commend you also for ratifying several ILO relevant convention in the between the last report and today, as well as the presidential order that gave preference to women for equal qualification to a job, as well as the also the law number 23/2016, which recognized the joint household management by both spouses. Despite all of this, the key concern continued to be unpaid care work and unpaid labor, as women continued to be performing work for which they don't receive any payment, in particular in the agricultural sector, which creates a problem around the gender pay gap. Theoretically, it is a very narrow one of 5%, but concretely, the unadjusted gender pay gap is about 26%, and at the hourly level of 38% at the monthly level. So we would like to know how the State Party is intending to address this unadjusted gender pay gap, and what is it taking as special measures for addressing sectoral gender segregation, and how can women receive appropriate compensation for their labor, including in the agricultural sector? And what do you intend to do to recognize, reduce, and redistribute unpaid care work? And what does the State Party intend to do to introduce a legal framework to protect the rights of women working in the informal sector? We do acknowledge a lot of effort in this direction, but we are not yet there. What measures is the State Party taking to facilitate access to employment for women with disabilities, rural women, refugee and migrant? And again, we know that the law included the migrant and the asylum seeker, which is really a very positive development. We note that during the reporting period, 18 cases involving 26 females victims of sexual harassment were investigated. Could you please provide us information on the outcome of these cases, the sanctions imposed, and additionally, please provide also updated information on cases of workplace sexual harassment since March 2021? In spite of a legal minimum working age and the fact also that you have ratified the ILO convention pertaining to minimum age, we note that child labor remains prevalent in Rwanda, and it is estimated that about 150,000 children aged 6 to 14 are in employment. Over half of them, and mostly girls, are employed in domestic service. These girls are particularly vulnerable to abuse. And furthermore, while we note the government's advancement in eliminating child labor, in particular the removal of 28 girls from child labor in 2023, reports indicate that there is a lack of human resources to effectively enforce the existing child labor law. What measures is the State Party taking to effectively enforce laws and programs aimed at eliminating child labor, including conducting sufficient labor inspections and ensuring inspection services are adequately staffed? Thank you, Madam Chair.